Welcome to Oust Now podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently. We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time. Oust Now podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics. Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue. We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now. Tanya.
Hey everyone, this is Janine.
And we're here with a little recap episode. And we have done a lot of recordings going into season two. So we just launched last week, episode 19, which by far we have been the most consistent, and we've been cranking it out. And now, even though we're on our break, our last full episode was episode 19, where we were talking about Tupac and 27 years later. But when we look back on season two, Janine, what do you think is the biggest change between the two seasons?
Oh, it's so many. Between season one and season two, I see a lot of growth in the recordings itself. Like, it was always organic, but it seemed like it kind of flowed better. Mm-hmm. I see that. And those investigative skills, I found that is a commonality between both of us. Like, we both have like those, I'm going to get to the bottom of it. And I respect that prep work, that homework. Hey, we want to talk about this topic, and now we're going to find and research whatever we can find on that person or that topic, mm-hmm. which I think we always kind of did, but I think we dive deeper this time versus last time, because you've always been that, like, hey, if we're going to say anything, we're going to make sure that our facts are straight. So we've always had that, but we really dive in, I think.
I agree 100%. We are pulling more resources, which I think is really important. I think last season we definitely did. But we are definitely getting better in the resources that we're selecting. And I really enjoy that part, because, you know, we want y'all to listen, but we don't always want to fly by the seat of our pants. Like, sometimes we do. But we are doing more research, and then we're also more organized.
Absolutely.
Right?
Thank you, T.
Yeah.
That organization, that's you. You've helped me. I swear to God, like, I'm not even bullshit. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
It's what keeps me sane. When shit is chaotic, I'd be like, oh, I don't know what to do with myself. So it has just helped us, you know, because we're busier now. Okay. And I think keeping it organized has really helped us, one, crank it out how on schedule, where we're not missing anything, and we're also keeping our resources in one place, so everything is centralized. So definitely more organized. And I don't know if you feel this, I also feel like we are even more comfortable now than we were in season one.
I think so too. I also think we're more risky. I think the first season we were more concerned. I don't know if concerned is the word I'm looking for, but we were definitely more like, ah, oh, we might not want to say that. No, we don't want to put that out there. But I really feel like this season we're like, yo, we're gonna be who we are, and like it or not, that is what it is. Like, if I might mess up and be a little extra human and curse, I'll be a little unchristian like, and lose a little bit of that religion and just come out sideways. And I'm okay with it. At one time, I don't think I would have been okay with it. I'm like, oh yeah, can you edit that? Remember, I used to be like, ah, oh, you're kind of, yeah. Now I'm like, oh, I don't give a damn. Go right ahead.
For sure. Like, I know we were very, very careful. Like, last season we were trying to be so conscientious, and even though we still are, what changes we have become, I don't know if it's because we have a level of confidence that we didn't have before, but we're just kind of letting it all hang out, and we're not even editing out the curses. Like, we're just gonna leave it in there because, you know, that's a it's a more real experience, I think. Because that's, you know, that's us in our regular day to day. But we were always trying to be so careful because we were worried about alienating certain users or listeners. But it's like, hey, this is us, right? Take it or leave it. You listen, great. We appreciate it and we love you for it. If you choose not to listen because we drop the F bomb, oh well.
You're gonna miss out, right? Okay, so I might have messed up and I might have let my feelings get involved, which I think is is something else. Like, we always had our emotions. We always was really emotionally involved, like through every, everything that we have done with the podcast. But I can honestly say that we're definitely not afraid to let it show. Like, we really are better ousters than we were in the beginning. I
Yes.
really do.
I agree. And remember, last season we didn't have our tagline. So this season you put together that tagline, and I was like, that was the perfect tagline for us. And for our listeners, a little reminder on what our tagline is. And it's on our website, and I think it's on, is it on our social media sites and stuff?
I believe so.
I think it is. But I wish I can't take credit for this tagline, y'all, because this was Janine. She pulled it together, and I was like, oh, but our tagline really is, and I think this defines our podcast to the T. And here it is: oust, banish, expel, pick out, throw out, boot out, cast out, dismiss, eject, oust now, we talk it out. And that really does capture us in our podcast.
Yeah, it does. I think that name, when we were both going over the different possibilities, right? Remember when we were first like we're touching on, we were talking about the different possibilities or different. I first of all, it was the uniqueness, I think, of oust, because a lot of people be like, what is it now? Is it out now? And almost when you think about it, kind of sort of, right? But I really do agree with that, really saying who we are and what we're doing and what we're open to, because it's not just us per se. Like, you know how we've been talking about doing the anonymous thing that's, coming up, right? So giving other people the same out, the same oust, the same opportunity to, hey, these are my concerns, or this is how I feel, and being okay with that. Because I'm sorry, like, sometimes I feel like people can be too sensitive. Like, we're afraid to say, this is how I feel about this.
Like it's gotten so to that point where you're almost like, I don't know if I can say that. Like we was in
Yeah.
season one. Right? Should we say that? I don't
Yeah.
know. But now it's like, that's what it's about. And because that's what it's about, that's what we're gonna do. Ready
Yeah.
or not. You remember that one little advertisement we did was like, hey,
Here
ready or not?
it
Here we come, here it is.
is. Boom. Yep.
What you're gonna get. And so I definitely think that's a very descriptive.
Yeah.
Girl, I forgot all about that. That's like I was like, yo, you're gonna have a morning
I'm
call.
like, girl, it's
But I definitely I do need to thank you for bringing that to my attention because that's
everywhere.
definitely an update. Because yeah, I gotta update one of our social media pages.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, definitely. So thank
Yep.
you for that reminder. Because when you said it and you was like, oh yeah, that's on our social media pages, I
Yeah,
was like, it is?
it's on the face. I think I put
Oh,
on. Yeah, we'll
Mm.
get there.
Okay, we'll get it. But we'll get it.
And I think the other thing is we were also revamping how we're using social media, right? Because you pulled me into the dark side and to the TikTok, and now I'm like on the TikTok on all these lives. But
But
we're also changing how we're using social
look.
media.
I always felt, even when we was first getting new to it, that social media was a good free avenue. A free avenue to network. A free avenue to advertise. And to kind of get out there, be more seen. But I've really since then even learned that it was a good tool to get information. Now, again, you have to fact check, right? Of course, like we do anything,
Yeah.
we got to do a lot of fact checking to make sure. But it really is a good, useful way to get information because that one story that we did, you was like, but remember the one where they had initially put it on the news, like that lady encouraged her son to shoot the guy in the restaurant at the hot sauce
Oh,
stand. Remember that?
yeah.
Everybody was so like
Yeah.
the news had it like all misconstrued, right? And then I'm like, no, T, no, there's a whole video on
Yeah.
social media. You can go look at it
Yeah.
yourself. Like they are
Yeah.
out here with the wrong stuff. And I think that kind of enlightened both of us. We do have to fact check whenever you use any type of social media or any type of anything that you get off online. You have to fact check it and really do your homework. You know, is this right? Is this wrong? Is this accurate? Is it not accurate? You know, but it definitely let me know that it was a good source. Like you can really actually find some good sources by using social media.
Yeah, and we're using TikTok more than we have ever used any other social media. Like all the other ones are great for getting our names out there, but I think what's unique, and I'll be the first to say, like, I've learned a lot more from a lot of the people on TikTok when they go into their platforms. And like at first I was very like, oh, the government's saying they're spying us on all this other stuff. Like, I don't want them knowing all of my info. So like I was very like concerned about even using it from the beginning because it was like, what is, what's that about? But as I kind of actually started using it more, it was like, oh, I'm learning. There's a lot of people on there that are, frankly, I'm a little bit embarrassed because I'm like, I don't know enough about, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention in high school. I wasn't paying attention in college. And there's a lot. So if anyone's not on TikTok, you should be. Find the people that you want to follow that makes sense for you. But there's a lot of really smart people that you can actually learn a lot from. So I'll be the first, I'll be like, okay, yeah, I was kind of wrong at first. I didn't think that it was that kind of platform, but it really is. But the way that we're using it this year is a lot different from, because we weren't using it at all. I don't even know, was TikTok even a thing when we first started recording season one?
I don't remember TikTok being a thing. I can't remember. I'm gonna be honest with you. But you know what? I think it had really started. I think more people had started to kind of use it or gravitate towards it because it was that COVID season. There's a lot of so you did see like a lot of TikToks during COVID, right? A lot of social media activity right during COVID.
Yes.
And I think I did have a wrong idea of TikTok as well. And not because they were talking about the spying junk. No, that's not what it was. It was because I thought it was kind of juvenile initially. I did. I'm not gonna front. I was really, really, I was being a little, you know, judgmental about people that was using, you know, TikTok. I was like, oh, this is so childish. And then I get on it. I'm like, oh no, this is quite entertaining. It's quite informative. And one of the biggest things, and I think I've said this on so many different occasions, and we're not advocating or like getting paid advertising. I mean, it'd be nice. Hey, it would be nice throwing it out there.
Just yeah. In case.
You know,
sponsors.
Okay. The amount of support that I've seen on TikTok to other people that do content, like I see a lot of supportive stuff like on other social media platforms, but not the way you see it on TikTok. It's really a mutual, I got you, you got me, we support each other. I've had people on TikTok that I have never met in my life, probably will never meet them in my life, that have been so supportive and positive with my content versus some of the other social media platforms. And some of the other social media platforms, it's like people that I know. So, oh yeah, like I went to school with this person, or I know this person's a family member, you know, like that, right? Yeah. So, but the amount of support that you can really kind of get from absolute strangers that will even teach you how to build your platform, and they're not even like, they don't even want anything. It's just like,
yeah, they're not bested.
Yeah, like, here, let me show you how to do this. This is, I just learned how to do this. Let me share this with you. I just heard about this. Let me share this. It's just a different, it's like a different type of community. And I don't know why it was making such a issue.
I think that's what it is. It is a community, and you can tell the difference. And I feel the same way. When it first came out, I was like, this is for like kids. Yeah. What the hell do I know about a TikTok? I'm not doing no fucking dance. Right. No, that's how I looked at it. Yeah. But I think you're right. I think COVID kind of changed because everyone was at home. So even the older folks are like, well, what am I going to do with my time? And it really helped transition us older folks into being more users of the platform. And I think we've been able to, what I like about it is that you really can interact with people from all over, but you know that there's a real person on the other end.
Well,
like for the most part, sometimes there's bots, but there's less of a likelihood of there not being someone, an actual person on the other end. There's bots and there's, you know, like anything, but the people that you're interacting with, you can go live with them and actually have conversations. And that's really what we're trying to leverage with our podcast, right? And that's why we want to do the anonymous segment when we do lives and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I think with any social media, whether it's this particular platform that we're talking of or any of the other ones, you have to be mindful regardless, right? But I can't even lie to you. Even though you know there are some people that's on there like the inboxes, I can't even lie. Like sometimes they irritate me just a little bit. You know, like, I'm not interested in you telling me my future because I promise you don't know it.
Yeah. Or can I be your sugar
I'm
daddy?
Not interested in a sugar daddy because
whatever.
Yeah, nah, no thanks. And honestly, even the, like I think I'm even offended. Cause I have gotten to the point where now I'll just ask why. Like, is it okay if we be friends? Why? especially when it's like a dude, you know, like why?
Yeah.
Like why do we need to be friends? And then like I've even got a few weirdos. I think we talked about that. But you can get a few weirdos mm-hmm. on any site. Like I don't care where you're at. You're just like, oh yeah, you're really yeah, you need some help. But I definitely feel a difference. And I've really gravitated. Like you see me on like look, if you're gonna find me, you're gonna find me on TikTok.
Right. If it's not oh, I know, even me too. I'm a little embarrassed to say, like I don't even keep up as much with the other social media platforms. Like I do for the podcast, but even for the podcast, I feel like we've been making this really push, big push on TikTok specifically because there's a different way to interact and we can, that's what we're really trying to leverage for us here. And that's why we want to kind of try to do this anonymous thing because, well, we want to see if we can turn this into an episode, the anonymous lives. But really the big thing is there's a lot of shit going on right now. There's so much going on in the world and here. And like, I don't know about you guys, but it's a very scary time and a very weird place to be. And if we're concerned about it, we can't imagine that y'all are not feeling the same way. So that's why we want to do the anonymous segment and we're going to use TikTok specifically. And that's a really big change that we're doing from season one to season two. It's a really big change.
So I think the reason why we really kind of wanted to discuss the differences between season one and season two, it's always good to review. That's part of the reason we do history. So that way we can learn from our past errors and past mistakes and do better and move forward and move forward in a better space. And maybe not even better, but maybe bigger because of that growth aspect. And we appreciate the support and all of the new listeners. Like I really see a difference from season one and season two. Like, and I don't know if it really is the that TikTok aspect of it. How we really been, you know, we've had such great followings on you know, there. But I definitely feel like I definitely feel like that has also played a part in, like, we still have some of those same listeners from season one that have been there through the good, the bad, the ugly. The oh my God.
Oh, that audio ain't quite right. Like, but I'm here for it.
You know, we're here for it, and they stuck it out. They really have, like, and so we appreciate them, and then we appreciate the ones that are on board, that are coming in now, that are so supporting us now, that tune in, that listen. I see a growth with that also. And maybe I should have said that when we were talking about growth in the during this episode, but definitely the growth in our listeners and in the support of what we do and the ideas and the stuff that we get. Like, yo, it's dope.
I agree. Thank you for listening to this short episode while we reflected on the last two seasons. We really appreciate you giving us the time to go ahead and work on our planning phases, and thank you for sticking with us while we go through our little hiatus and plan for our next series of episodes. Please don't forget that we always want your feedback. on our website, ousenow.com. You can leave us a message right from there. You just click on the link and you can leave us a voice message. And as long as it's a respectful message, whether if it's good or bad, we will air it on one of our episodes, maybe an entire feedback episode. I don't know. But if you don't want to reach us there, you can send us a message on one of our social medias. But please, we need that feedback.
As always, we thank you for listening and tuning in and sharing with us. We appreciate you.
All right. Peace out. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.ousenow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.